And also, like during the class, we have devotees walk into the temple room. So, especially the devotees who are sitting behind, then kindly move forward and make space so that devotees can enter the temple room. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Aditya Narayan Prabhu, and I want to thank all the devotees who distributed Srila Prabhupada's books this weekend and did such an amazing job. Ayush is our star. He's always happy, right? Yes. Okay, today we're going to speak about Lakshmi Devi. Now, you may say it's supposed to be Rukmini's appearance day, it's Rukmini Dwadasi, but Rukmini and Lakshmi are the same person. So if you worship Rukmini, you'll get Lakshmi. You all like that, right? Everybody likes Lakshmi? Of course, if you want Lakshmi, you have to get someone else with Lakshmi too. Who's the other person you got to get with Lakshmi? Narayan or Krishna. Because if you try to get Sita or Rukmini or Lakshmi without Narayan, Krishna, what do you get?
Ramayana.
What?
Ramayana.
Ravana. Oh, no. No, Sarpanaka. Actually, one interesting thing about Sarpanaka before I change that Ravana. I had a dream about her the other night. And it wasn't a bad dream. I actually began to understand Sarpanaka more. So this is a realization. Krishna gave me a realization in a dream. But Krishna mentioned to me in the dream, Avidya Jivam. And I was wondering, why is he mentioning that name? And then I went on the internet right after I woke up. Because I can't go on the internet in dreams yet. So I went on the internet and I looked up that particular name, Vidyajiva. What does that mean? I didn't even know what it meant. And it turns out that was Sarpanaka's husband that was killed by Ravan. It's interesting, isn't it? And then it turns out that Sarpanaka had a very terrible childhood. This is revealed to me anyway. She had a terrible childhood where her parents, of course, she had a Brahmin father and Rakshasa mother. Kekasi was the mother. And mother didn't like her so much because she was a girl and the mother wanted male Rakshasas. And so she had emotional problems, and that's why she acted the way she did. It's actually a very sad story. So I was thinking, Krishna is showing me this to be compassionate towards Sarpanaka. Because generally, people can criticize her, but she actually went through a very bad childhood. And Krishna understood that, so later on, Krishna accepted her as his girlfriend. You know that? As Kubja. Krishna understood. Krishna is so compassionate. He Krishna karana sindhu dinabandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radhakanta vastute, that Krishna actually accepted Sarpanaka. So if she was bad, Krishna would not have accepted her. So Krishna understood why psychologically she acted the way she did. If anyone's interested, I can tell you more about it later. But it's interesting, isn't it? Krishna reveals certain things. Because I'm a big fan of the Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana. It's one of my favorite literatures, which I read again and again. So I was always wondering about Sarpanaka. So we shouldn't even denigrate or criticize Sarpanaka, because she has... Anyway, she has her issues. That's empathy. So Krishna was helping me. It's interesting. Just a dream. And see how Krishna acts? Just a dream in which a name comes out that I didn't even know what the name meant. And Krishna was revealing. See? Chant Hare Krishna, and you can understand everything. Pretty good. So everyone should chant 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra, and then Krishna will reveal everything. Okay, on that happy note... Jaya Rama Madhava Kunya Vihare Abhaya Charanad Bhaktivedanta Goswami Vajila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnav Vrindi Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Varan Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shirvaita Garadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur, Bhakta Vrindi Kijai, Shishi Radhakrishna, Gopakapala, Sayamkam Radhakunda, Gidigo Vradhagni Kijai, Vrindhavanam Kijai, Maturanam Kijai, Navadeep Dham Kijai, Jagannatha Swami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Jimani Lasi Devi Kijai, Sivveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Premananda. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Shilvopada Ki Jai. Haribo. So, Om Ganat, Vidanda Shag, Ananjana, Shilakaya, Chakshur, and Meditam, Yena Tasmai, Shri Guru Vaina Maha. So, today is the glorious celebration of Srila Rukmini Devi's appearance. It's called Rukmini Dwadasi. That means the 12th day of the moon, which occurs after the Ekadasi, 11th day of the moon. So, Rukmini is the chief of all of Krishna's wives. And she is directly Lakshmi. A little bit of information. She is a direct expansion of Krishna's girlfriend in Vrindavan, Chandravali. And Satyabhama is a direct expansion of Krishna's girlfriend, Radharani in Vrindavan. So there's always a competition between the two of them, which we're going to be speaking about a little bit in this class. But Rukmini is so dear to Krishna. Let me tell you one story before we talk about her pastimes. This is a pastime. She is so dear to Krishna that once upon a time, Narada Muni came to Dwarka to play a trick on Krishna's wives. So Narada Muni comes to Dwarka. Everybody knows who Narada Muni is? Great sage, great pure devotee. He comes to Dwarka and basically the wives of Krishna, they say to Narada Muni, what do you want? Because this is the standard way of receiving a great soul when he comes to your house. What do you want? I mean, sometimes they ask for a little bit too much. Like the story of Lord Nityananda's father, This great sage came to Lord Nityananda's house, asked for who?
Son.
Lord Nityananda. And he had to give his son. Once upon a time, someone went to Tirumala, and he dropped his son in the donation box by accident. And he had to give his son. You know that story? I told that story. Couldn't get it back. And when Vishwamitra Muni went to King Dasarath and he asked for Ram, then Dasarath had to give Ram. So that's the standard. So better not to invite great personalities to your house. Does anyone want to invite me? Okay, whatever I want, you have to give me, including your husband. So Narada Muni, to get back to the story, Narada Muni, he goes to Dwarka, and Krishna's wife says, whatever you want. And then he says, I want Krishna. And the wives go, uh-oh, we asked the wrong question, now we have to give Krishna. And so they were crying and begging, is there anything we can give you instead of Krishna? Anything, just name your price. And so Narada Muni said, well, I want wealth that has the same weight as Krishna has. So they put Krishna on one of these balances, because in those days they didn't have electronic scales. So they put Krishna on the balance, you know, like, you know what a balance is. Anyway, a balance, and all the wives of Krishna put all their jewelry and everything there, and still it didn't move. More and more and more jewelry, their saris, everything, their iPhones, everything was on top of it. No, of course they didn't have iPhones. Everything was on top of there. And then nothing happened. And the wives were thinking, oh my God, we got to give Krishna. That's oh my God. So then Rukmini comes and she puts one tulsi leaf there. And boop, that's it. And so she won, because she was the most dear wife of all of Krishna's wives. The very important personality is a very important day. It was just as important as any other day of appearance of Sita Devi or Ram or any great personality. So that's why we're celebrating today. So, okay, let's talk about her pastimes with Krishna from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we know that Rukmini, she was in the city of Kundina and in the state of Vidarbha. That's why she's called Vidarbhi or Vidarbhi. And her father, his name was Bhishmaka, and he wanted to marry her to Krishna, obviously. But he had a problem. He had five sons, all of whose names started with R-U, you know, Rukmi, Rukmaksha, or things like that. Five sons. And the eldest one was Rukmi. And he was friends with this nice guy named Shishupal. Now, Shishupal was Krishna's cousin. And Shishupal hated Krishna throughout his whole life because Shishupal was supposed to be killed by Krishna. There's that old story that Shishupal was born with four arms and three eyes. And whoever picked up little baby Shishupal, did you have three eyes when you were born? So whoever picked him up and caused the extra eye to disappear and the extra two hands to disappear, he would be the one who was the cause of Shishupal's death and had to be Krishna. So Shishupal really hated Krishna. And also he had some other nice friends like Jarasandha, Gandhavagra, Pondraka. These are all famous personalities. Pondraka was the personality who told Krishna one time that I'm Krishna. And he said to Krishna, give up your Sudarshan chakra. And Krishna said, okay, here you can have it. And it cut off the guy's head. So, you know, good associates. But Rukmini, she was determined to have Krishna as her husband, because she's eternally, just like Lakshmi is eternally married to Narayan, Rukmini is eternally married to Krishna. And what happened to sort of inspire her in this way in that particular pastime was that all these sages would visit their house in Kuntina, and they would talk about Krishna. And they would talk about how Krishna is attractive, how Krishna is powerful, you know, Bhagavan, Krishna's Bhagavan. He's so intelligent, he's so powerful, he's so handsome, he's so renounced, and he didn't have a wife at that time. And he's so available. Isn't it? Because girls sometimes they're looking for husbands, so sometimes they go on the web. They have the VaishnavaMarriage.com. Or sometimes they ask their parents to look for a husband. Sometimes they ask sannyasis to look for a husband. It's one of my jobs. So anyway, she became attached to Krishna. But her brother, Rukmi, he was very determined that she would marry his buddy, Shishupal, who was envious of Krishna. So, because he's the eldest son in the family, he just like pushed his father, convinced everybody, and the marriage was arranged with Shishupal. And Rukmi, she didn't like that. Because in the Vedic system, the ladies actually had, this may come as a shock, equality. Some people think, oh, the ladies should just like roll, rotis all the time, chapatis, and just keep their mouths shut and behave themselves. No, the Vedic system. Let's go back before India was invaded. India was invaded like 2,000 years ago, you know, and then again and again, you know, different invasions by the Muslims, different invasions by the Mughals, different invasions by the British, the Dutch. And so, basically, what you see in modern-day India doesn't represent, to a large extent, what was there in ancient India. So, the Swayamvara basically means the girl has a right to choose her own or say no. As one great first lady in America said, just say no. No one's heard, remember that? Okay. So, that was Barbara Bush, I think, right? So, just say no. So, she had a right to say no, but nobody in her family was listening to her. So, Krishna also heard about Rukmini. This is a love story. Because Krishna heard from the sages how beautiful Rukmini was, qualified, what a good cook she was. Nice. And then, in every way, she was qualified. And so Krishna reveals, this is an interesting story, that he couldn't sleep at night dreaming about her. And she couldn't sleep at night dreaming about Krishna. Wow, what a love story. If you hear these love stories, you'll never want to watch another Bollywood film. Right? I mean, this is the original love story upon which all other love stories are based. So, therefore, Rukmini had a plan. She thought, the only way I can get Krishna, because I can't convince my family, is to have Krishna kidnap me. Now, this is the standard procedure in the Vedic system, which is called the Rakshasa marriage. There's different types of marriages that are bona fide. There's the standard Vivaha Yajna, where you sit for 3 days and just like wait till it's over, and you get some presents. You didn't have 3 days. Yours is only like 2 hours. I was at her wedding less than only 2 hours, but it was in Mayapur, a very auspicious place. So the standard wedding would go for 3 days. And so sometimes to save money, you have a Gandharva wedding, which is just exchanging garlands. Like, so many kings did that. I mean, there's so many, like Shantanu with Ganga Devi, he just exchanged garlands. Okay, save some money, save some days. Like that. So there's a Gandharva marriage. But even a quicker marriage is called the Rakshasa marriage. And that's really efficient. Rakshasa marriage is where the boy kidnaps the girl, or the girl kidnaps the boy. When Krishna married Subhadra, when Arjuna married Subhadra, Subhadra was kidnapping Arjuna. Because the question was raised, who was driving the chariot? And so Subhadra was driving the chariot, so she actually kidnapped him. It's a similar thing with Rukmini. because she was the one who planned the kidnapping. So she writes a letter to Krishna. And in those days, they didn't have the internet. So, nor the U.S. postal system, nor the Indian postal system either. But there were Brahmins who were employed to deliver letters. So she writes this nice letter to Krishna that's delivered to the Brahmin. The Brahmin somehow or other makes his way to Dwarka. And in Dwarka, he's received so nicely by Krishna. This is another point. We were talking about receiving Brahmins in one's house. Krishna massages the Brahmin's feet, gives him a nice soft bed to sleep on, and finally asks, you know, what can I do for you? And the Brahmin says, I have this message from Princess Rukmini. And Krishna reveals, I've been thinking about her all this time. Finally, I get a message from her. And here's the message. Actually, I printed this out. I wanted to read. It's such a sweet love message that, you know, I couldn't resist from reading it. So this is her letter. Oh, beauty of the world. She's addressing Krishna as beauty of the worlds. Having heard of your qualities, which enter the ears of those who hear and remove their bodily distress, having also heard of your beauty, which fulfills all the visual desires of those who see, I have fixed my shameless mind upon you, O Krishna. And this is from the Bhagavatam. O Mukunda, you are equal only to yourself in lineage, character, beauty, knowledge, youthfulness, wealth, and influence. O lion among men, you delight the minds of all mankind. What aristocratic, sober-minded, and marriageable girl of a good family would not choose you as her husband when the proper time has come? Therefore, my dear Lord, I have chosen you as my husband, and I surrender myself to you. Please come swiftly, Almighty One, and make me your wife. My dear lotus-eyed Lord, let Shishupal never touch the hero's portion like a jackal stealing the property of a lion. If I have sufficiently worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead by pious works, sacrifices, charity, rituals and vows, and also by worshipping the demigods, Brahmins and Gurus, then make Gadagraja, that means Krishna with a club in his hand, come and take my hand, and not Damagosha's son or anyone else. Of course, Damagosha is the father of Shishupal. And he's called Damagosha because he makes people go down. He's a very heavy king. Unconquerable one, tomorrow when my marriage ceremony is about to begin, so she's planning the whole kidnapping, you should arrive unseen in Vidarbha and surround yourself with the leaders of your army, then crush the forces of Chaija and Mogadendra and marry me in the Rakshasa style, winning me with your valor. This is wonderful. This is a real love story. Do any of you ladies have a similar story in your marriage? Probably not. It's probably just your parents arranged it. All right. And you meet the person in marriage. So, since I will be staying within the inner chambers of the palace, you may wonder, how can I carry you away without killing some of your relatives? But I shall tell you a way. On the day before the marriage, there's the grand procession to honor the royal family's deity. And in this procession, the new bride goes outside the city to visit the goddess Girija. And of course, that's Durga, or Kachiyani. Form of Durga. O lotus-eyed one, great souls like Lord Shiva hanker to bathe in the dust of your lotus feet and thereby destroy their ignorance. If I cannot obtain your mercy, I shall simply give up my vital force, which shall have become weak from the severe penances I will perform. Then after hundreds of lifetimes of endeavor, I may obtain your mercy. That's love. Anybody ever write a love letter like that? No, I don't think so. Anyway, so Krishna gets this letter, but it's only one day to the marriage. So, no planes, no cars. Krishna calls for Daruka, his driver, and he yokes these four amazing horses to his chariot, and they fly basically through the air 1,000 miles in less than 12 hours. That's pretty good. You know, that's really high speed. So basically, they arrive there just when Rukmini is entering into the temple of Durga, Kachiyani. Now, you may ask, why is Rukmini worshipping Kachiyani? Because this is actually part of the Vaishnava culture. It comes as a shock to all of you. That Vaishnavas sometimes worship Kachiyani, just like there's Kachiyani Vrat in our Vaishnava calendar. That means if you do a certain austerity, then you get the husband you want after the end of that austerity. And I've seen that happen. Some girls in this kind of done it, and it works right away. They get an email, and they're married right away. Men shouldn't do it. So we also find the gopis have done this, right? The gopis did this Kachiyani Vrat, bathed in the Yamuna, cold water, every day. And then at the end of that, does anyone know what happened?
Yes.
What happened?
Stealing the clothes.
Yes, Krishna stole all their clothes. Now you may say, well, how is that the result of Kachiyani Vrat? Well, because in India, someone steals your clothes. They happen to be your husband. So, you know, they see you in that state. I mean, there's another story in the Bhagavatam where one Kshatriya king sees a lady, her name is Devayani, in a well in that state, you know, without clothes, and he has to get married to her. So that's the proper Vedic system. So Krishna, in essence, married the gopis for all intents and purposes, called de facto, after they performed this Kachiyani Vrat. So anyway, so she's going in to see the deity. She comes out with her girlfriends, and she looks for Krishna. She's in complete anxiety. What if he hasn't come? She sees the Brahmin, and she says, oh my God, he's come, so Krishna must be coming too. And she feels auspicious signs in her body. Now, auspicious signs for a lady are quivering on the left-hand side of your body. Yeah. Auspicious signs for the men are quivering on the right-hand side. You know, especially the eye and everything like that. You find in the Ramayana, before Ravana is killed, Indrajit is killed, they all fear the quivering on the left-hand side. And they think, yeah, it doesn't mean anything. But then, right after that, they're killed. Of course, that's auspicious. They're killed by Ram or Lakshman, right? So, she feels the quivering on her left-hand side. She says, oh, something auspicious is going to happen. And she sees Krishna in back of all these different soldiers there, all the different Kshatriyas who have come. And what happens to these Kshatriyas is quite interesting. She is so beautiful that these Kshatriyas who are seated on their horses look at her and they fall off their horses. They just go, wow. And they lose their balance, and these poor guys are lying there on the ground. This is from the Bhagavatam. I'm not making these stories up. I mean, is so-and-so amazingly beautiful that's happened? I don't think so. So, except for Rukmini. So they're lying on the ground, and then Krishna comes out very nonchalantly. It's described in the Bhagavatam. He comes out like a lion. And these are all jackals, anyway. Remember how Rukmini gave that example in her letter. So Krishna comes out like a lion, like that, very slowly, actually. And all these guys are just frothing at the mouth on the ground, lying there. And then he just grabs her, doesn't grab her, but he says, please come in the chariot. She comes in the chariot. And they start to ride away. By the time they come back to consciousness, these guys realize what's happening. And they get really upset. And Shishupal is just basically a coward. He doesn't attack Krishna. At the same time, Balaram knows what's happening because you have Damagosh, who is Shishupal's father, along with all these other nice people that I mentioned before, like Jarasandha and Dantavakra and Pondraka. They attack. They try to attack Krishna, but Balaram's there, he intercedes, and these guys are fighting with the whole Yadu dynasty army. And basically, they're, as they say in English, they're creamed. They're destroyed. And there's so many heads lying on the ground. Of course, Shishupal doesn't get killed at this point, Dandavakra doesn't get killed at this point, neither does Pundrika get killed, but many of the soldiers are killed. And so Krishna's riding away very nonchalantly in the chariot. But Rukmini, he gets very upset at this because his whole desire has been foiled. So he starts to follow Krishna. And Krishna, he starts to insult Krishna and challenge Krishna to a duel. And Krishna first is thinking, you know, I don't want to fight with my brother-in-law. It's not appropriate. But then what he does is he gives the reins to Rukmini. And she knows how to drive too. So ladies driving cars is also traditional. Because, you know, also you have Subhadra driving the chariot, Rukmini driving the chariot. Kaikeyi not only driving the chariot, fighting in the battle. So that's all right. So you should want him to live. So, this is, some of you may not like that. So, anyway, so Krishna fights with Rukmini. And of course, there's no question about who's going to win that particular battle. He gets ready to kill Rukmini. And Rukmini, she doesn't want to lose her brother. I mean, she still loves her brother, which is all right, because brotherly love, sisterly love is very important. Even if your brother happens to be, you know, Ravana or Shishupal, well, Kumbhakarna is a good guy, but even if your brother happens to be like, you should still love your brother. So, doesn't mean you have to listen to everything your brother says. There's a difference. So he begs Krishna, she says, my dear Krishna, please don't kill, and she's only 16 years old. You know, she's not like an old lady. In the Vedic system, the girls are married very young. So she's 16 years old, she begs Krishna, please don't kill my brother. And Krishna, of course, says, okay, I won't kill him, but I gotta teach him a lesson. And Rukmini, when he was going after Krishna, he says, I'm not going to go back to my kingdom unless I win. And so he's taking this vow not to go back. So Krishna basically acts as a barber. And he gives him a haircut. And, you know, makes little tufts of hair. This is a standard way that Kshatriyas deal with people, isn't it? Who in the Mahabharata had the same thing happen to him? What? Jayadrath, yes. Yes, Jayadrath. He had five little tufts of hair for the five Pandavas. Five Sikhas. So this poor Rukmini, he's completely embarrassed. He doesn't go back to his city. He makes another city, Bhojakata, I believe, is the name of the city. So he makes another city. And then Krishna keeps driving the chariot, and they go, and Krishna takes her to Dwarka, and they get married. So, after the marriage, a lot of things happen too. There's more stories. That's not the only story. After the marriage, then they have their first child. And their first child's name is Pradyumna. But 10 days after the child is born, something happens. So even if you're in the Lord's family, you have disasters sometimes. 10 days, there was this demon Shambhara. Shambhara-sura, and he knew that Krishna's son was going to kill him. So he thought, let me kidnap Krishna's son and kill him first so he won't kill me. So he takes the form, the Shambhara takes the form of a woman. You know, the demons have this way of changing their forms. You know, Rakshasa, Lakshmipranath was able to do that, Ravana was able to do that. So that's a common theme that runs through the Vedic literatures, of demons changing their forms. So he changes his form, looks like a very cute woman, like Bhojana did. She looked like a very beautiful lady. But here he even changed himself from a male to female. And so he kidnaps little baby Pradyumna, the first son of Rukmini. And can you imagine, she's God's own wife, and she has a child kidnapped. So if that happens, even to God or God's family, we can't expect this world to be nice for us either. So anyway, so Pradyumna is kidnapped, and the Shambhara Sura, in order to kill Pradyumna, he throws him into the ocean, thinking the boy or the little boy is going to die. So instead, a fish swallows him. This fish is later caught by a fisherman, and the fisherman sells the fish to the cook in Shambhara Sura's kitchen. And Shambhara Sura's cook opens up the fish, and lo and behold, what's inside? What's inside, Dagesh? Prajna, little babies inside a fish. That's pretty interesting. So he says, well, we're not going to eat the baby, just eat fish. So, because sometimes in India they call a fish like a water vegetable, or a vegetable of the sea, or something, fruit of the sea. Fruit of the sea. It's not a fruit of the sea, it's a living entity that feels pain. So, but sometimes demons eat all sorts of things. So let's get back to the story. So this Shambharasura has a servant named Mayavati. And this Mayavati is actually Rati, the wife of Cupid. Cupid was previously burnt to ashes because he got in trouble with Lord Shiva. Because Cupid was trying to agitate Lord Shiva to test his determination. And then what happened is Lord Shiva opened his eyes and burnt Cupid to ashes. So Cupid was known as Ananga. That means he who has no form. So Ananga. So because Cupid can be present anyway, he does shoot his arrows of form, taste, smell, touch. Romantic guy. So he took a form, he took birth as Krishna's son, Prajuna. And Rati, or Cupid's wife, appeared as Mayavati in Shambharasura's house, serving Shambharasura, because she knew that Cupid would come into that house. So this baby, who was Prajuna, was given to Mayavati. And Mayavati, she starts to raise him as her little son, you know, rock-a-bye baby on the treetop, all that other nice stuff. And then after a while, he grows up very quickly. He grows up very quickly, and then she starts to get romantic with him. And this young man, Prajuna, he says to her, "You were acting as my mother and now you want to be my girlfriend? What's happening? This is not appropriate." And so she explains that actually they are Rati and Cupid, and she has this great power called Mahamaya, and she gives it to her husband, Prajuna. And actually Prajuna is an incarnation of Cupid, but he's also empowered by the Vishnu Tattva Prajuna. He's not Vishnu Tattva, he's Jiva Tattva. But he's empowered by the Vishnu Tattva Prajuna. That's why he's called Prajuna. So then what he does is he gets this power and cuts off the Shambharasura's head, and they fly back into the palace of Krishna's wives, and they all think it's Krishna with a new wife. And then Narada Muni comes and says, "Hey, it's not Krishna. It's actually Krishna's son, Prajuna." So that's Rukmini's son. But then something else happens when Rukmini's son, that means Rukmini's grandson, is getting ready to get married. And this involves Rukmini's brother again. So Rukmini's grandson's name is Aniruddha. So there's Prajuna, Aniruddha. Who knows the name of the great-grandson? The great-grandson of Rukmini is who? This is a test to see if anyone's been listening. But I didn't say it today. No. Vrajanabha. He was the one who established all the holy places in Vrindavan, established all the deities, the main deities in Vrindavan. His name is Vrajanabha. You've heard his name before. And he went there, and he had kirtans, and Krishna appeared, and Uddhava appeared and everything like that. But as far as the grandson, Aniruddha, this is another interesting story in Rukmini's family. He was getting married to Rochan, who happened to be the granddaughter of Rukmi. Now, somehow or other, you're really not supposed to marry within the same family like that, but sometimes the politicians did that, and you know, the kings did that. So there was this whole marriage ceremony between Rukmini's granddaughter, Rochan, and Krishna's granddaughter, and Rukmini's granddaughter, Aniruddha. And they invited all the kings, and as kings usually do during this ceremony, they have some games. And one of the games they do, or they have, is chess. And what they do with chess is they gamble. So Balaram was there, and everybody was thinking, Balaram's not such a good chess player. Actually, he is, but he doesn't know too much about chess. We don't want to play chess with Krishna because he's too tricky for us. But Balaram, he's honest, you know, he follows rules and regulations. Krishna doesn't follow rules and regulations. So we can trust Balaram. So they thought, we'll cheat Balaram out of all of his money. So Rukmi was inspired to play with Balaram with his chess game. And there's this one king who was a friend of his, who convinced him to do what he's called the King of Kalinga. And this King of Kalinga, he liked to show his teeth all the time. Yeah, his teeth. So while they were playing the game, and Rukmi was winning in the beginning, he was going, ha ha ha. And he was showing his teeth. So Balaram was getting really, as they say, incensed. That doesn't mean he was using incense, that means he was getting angry. So Rukmi was playing the game, and you know, first they bet 1,000 coins, Rukmi won, 10,000 coins, Rukmi won again, and then 100,000 coins, and then guess what happened? Balaram won, but Rukmi said, no, no, I won. And then there was a voice from the air, from the sky, that says, no, Balaram has won. And there was a big argument, Balaram got very angry, and he took his club and killed Rukmi. The same person who he was, basically when Krishna cut off Rukmi's hair after he kidnapped Rukmini, Balaram was chastising him for that. He says, how can you do that? He's our brother-in-law. You cause an embarrassment to our family. So Krishna was so tricky to show Balaram that ultimately he killed Rukmi. Smashed him in the head. And then Balaram, understanding he had to teach other people a lesson, acted as a dentist with the king of Kalinga, and he did some teeth extractions with his club. Boom, boom, took out all the teeth. And so, and another story about Aniruddha. We're just talking about Rukmini's family here. Another story, and then I'll, actually so many stories. Another story about Aniruddha, he had another wife. And his other wife was named Usha. And this is another romantic story. We're not going to tell the whole story, but he was basically kidnapped by Chitraleka, a witch lady. And he met with Usha. Usha was the daughter of Banasura. Krishna had to fight with Banasura. And basically, that was another marriage of Aniruddha, who was the grandson of Rukmini. Now, we mentioned in the beginning that Rukmini had a competition with Satyabhama. Because also in the Vrindavan pastimes, you have Chandravali having a competition with Srimati Radharani. So what happened is that Rukmini was the first wife of Krishna. And Krishna had to promise her and her father, King Bhishmaka, when he married her, that he wouldn't marry anyone else without her permission. This is a problem. Because Kshatriyas, other than Lord Ram, they have many wives. Of course, that's your previous age. Don't try that in America. It's not a good idea. So, everyone here should be Eka Patni Vrata, or if they're brahmacharis, no Patni Vrata. Shunya. Shunya Patni Vrata. It means zero. So, this is very, very, very interesting. So what happened is that Krishna married Rukmini, and we already talked about that. So eventually he had the whole encounter with King Satyajit, and King Satyajit gave his daughter Satyabhama to him. And so Krishna was thinking, I can't marry her without Rukmini's permission. So what happened is that Satyabhama was kept in hiding in this place. This is a story told by Rupa Goswami in his Lalita Madhava. She was kept in hiding in this place called New Vrindavan, not in West Virginia. Yeah. But there's Nava Vrindavan, which is right near Dwarka, right on the bay of Dwarka. And so Krishna had to meet with her secretly. And this whole story is told in the Lalita Madhava of Srila Rupa Goswami. Finally, Rukmini agrees that he can marry her. And then Rukmini agrees that he can marry so many other nice ladies, 16,108 in total, including Rukmini, Satyabhama, and Kalindi, and other wives like that. So, this is the story. These are the stories of Rukmini. I think that's all the stories they have for right now. And today is her glorious appearance, so we should pray to her, as she is Krishna's dearmost wife, we should pray to her for Krishna's mercy. Because she is Lakshmi. And Lakshmi, what we want is real Lakshmi. What is real Lakshmi? Real Lakshmi is the mercy of Krishna, Krishna consciousness, because the temporary things of this world are not things that ultimately give us pleasure. What ultimately gives us pleasure is the mercy of Krishna, realizing our spiritual identity, and ultimately going back home, back to the spiritual world, where we can be in Dwarka eternally, or Vrindavan eternally, and Mayapur eternally, or whatever abode, or Ayodhya eternally, depending upon your relationship with Krishna, with Ram, or any of the various incarnations. Isn't that nice? Instead of being concerned or being subjected to birth, death, disease, and old age, we can be with Krishna and his incarnations, eternally playing, enjoying Leela. Okay? So, any questions or comments before we end? If they're not, any questions or comments? We have no. No questions or comments? So, we can take prasadam now. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. So let's thank His Holiness Veer Krishna Goswami Maharaj for the wonderful pastime. So Maharaj is here this whole week. So morning 6:30 a.m. there will be Srimad Bhagavatam classes. Maharaj.
Just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday.
Thursday.
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So morning 6:30 a.m. Maharaj is giving Srimad Bhagavatam classes. You can also log on to mayapur.tv Hillsborough channel, and you can hear the classes online.
Or Facebook.
Or Facebook, yes, Maharaj.
Facebook, my Facebook page, yeah.
And search Maharaj's Facebook page and view the classes. Maharaj does his classes live, so that's good.